Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is fear to faith. Bible says a lot about fear, and I kind of see fear as the opposite of faith. It's two sides to the same coin. You're either in fear or you're in faith. You can't be in both places at the same time. When the Bible talks about fear, you'll hear, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." In other words, don't fear evildoers and what they can do to you. Fretting, it's a form of fearing. There's also the use of the term fear when referring to God. The Bible says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him," meaning God, "to deliver them." And so fear is used as an expression of respect because you reverence God. Then you qualify for the angel to surround you and protect you. Most people live in fear, let's be honest. I see that all the time. They worry and they fret and they are anxious about everything. Even though Jesus said, don't take any thought about tomorrow, what you'll eat or what you'll drink or wear. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things. And yet they worry about them. They fear that they're going to lose their job. They fear that their home is going to be broken into. And they fear that their marriage is not going to last and that they're going to die at an early age and a whole bunch of crap, really. Fear is not good for anybody. It steals your faith. It steals your hope. It steals your peace. You want to reverence and fear God, yes, because he is almighty and powerful. But you fear him also or reverence him because he can deliver you and will. So we want to move today away from fear and closer to faith. How do we get to faith? Real simple. We read the Word of God. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. In other words, you have to hear. As you read the scriptures, you will hear and you will gain faith. And that's where we need to be. We need to gain faith and move to faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, you can't speak those things that are not as though they were. You need to stand in the authority of the name of Jesus and have faith that he will deliver you. How do you gain faith? You simply believe the promises of God. If Jesus said, "Lo, I'll be with you even till the end of the age," he will. If the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, it's true. You have to dwell in the presence of the Lord and worship him and praise him and thank him for who he is. May I suggest that you go before the throne of God in the quietness of your own heart and you say, "Lord, fill me with your Spirit that I may have your life, your peace, your grace, and your faith. For we live by the faith of the Son of God. He did it all, and we can appropriate his faith to live our lives. And that's the greatest treasure and truth there is. We don't have to live it ourselves. We don't have to fight ourselves for it. We stand in the power of the name of Jesus. So do that today, won't you? God bless you, and have a great day.